music. And we play this.
You're on SCC Radio with Gabe and Declan. How are you doing, Gabe?
I am good. It's morning, I guess.
You should have said, I'm Declan, he's Gabe Young. I don't know. I said that weirdly. Anyway, so yeah, you're doing good? You excited for another day of life?
Yes, obviously. It's Christchurch morning, so we're all good.
To himself. He hates this.
I hate.
But you know what will make your life better, Gabe? Listening to this next song. That was such a bad joke. Charlie Puth, Light Switch. By Charlie Puth. You're on the morning show of Declan and Gabe. I don't know why I said that so weirdly. That seems like my intro to every single.
Yes, she's saying stuff
I
weirdly.
I don't know why I said that weirdly. We should get that quoted on the wall, Gabe.
Yeah, Declan says stuff weirdly.
I don't,
Anyway, this segment.
That's not what we're talking about.
This segment is oddly satisfying things.
I don't know.
I've got like a really oddly but satisfying thing. You know when you get those pieces of bark, like they're flat, and you break them in half for some reason? Well, that's what I did yesterday, and I found a piece that just slid back in perfectly, and you couldn't even tell that I broke it. It was satisfying, okay? Just being able to constantly...
the way you face that. oddly satisfying things. I don't know, when you open like a container, like the pot, that's kind of cool. I don't really find things satisfying in the way most people do. It's like, I remember there was a craze a couple years ago, slime, and we had tennis jackets, and you'd like put the slime.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone thought that was the coolest thing, and I'm just like, I don't get it. What's the point?
Yeah, I know. That's perfectly good tennis racket. Yeah. Slime isn't that satisfying, okay? I'm just saying it's not that satisfying.
I don't find anything satisfying.
Really? So, like, when a ball fits perfectly.
In what? What does the ball fit perfectly in, Gabe?
Just stop. When something fits perfectly, is that not satisfying to you?
No.
Ladies and gentlemen, this man is a sociopath.
Okay, just to end this conversation, we're going to jump into our next song, Stay by Justin Bieber and Kid Laroi. You're on the morning show.
Hey, by Justin Bieber and the Kid Laroi. You're on the morning show with Gabe and Declan.
Yes, okay, now we're talking about the top 10, well, it's not really top, but it's more like the bottom 10 worst action movies.
Yep,
no,
so...
I still mean the best action. No, the top 10 worst action movies. Yeah, we had it right the first time, Gabe.
Yes, top 10 worst action movies. So, I've just gone onto a website, searched up top 10 worst action movies, and it came up with this. Number 10, it's The Legend of Tarzan.
I've never seen that.
Live action version of Tarzan.
Oh, what? I saw the trailers. That looked cool.
Yeah, but apparently it's just terrible.
Well.
Just badly made. I don't get why Yogi Bear is on here.
Yogi Bear. That's an amazing movie. I don't know what this is talking about.
Like, it's got a weird plot, but Yogi Bear is OG, okay?
Don't say OG. Okay, what's the next one?
Scooby-Doo.
Which one?
The second
one's horrible, the first one's good.
It's the Scooby-Doo the movie.
It's the first animated movie? The live action movie?
Yes, the live action movie. All the live action movies are terrible.
This is right. What? I'm sorry, that is sacrilegious.
Garfield is on here.
Yeah, that's a pretty bad movie.
Then there's Popeye, the Flintstones. I get why the Flintstones movie is on here. It was horrid.
I don't even know what the Flintstones are.
Oh, well, we need to educate this man, okay? He does not know what the Flintstones are.
Okay, and Gabe, next one.
Okay, so the Smurfs 2?
That's a decent movie. No, I don't like this list. Gabe, what is your least favorite movie of all time?
Least favorite movie?
Yes.
In action?
Off the top of your head, just in general.
Love Actually. My family forced me to watch it because apparently it's the best movie ever.
Okay.
It's just a boring rom-com thing.
I'm pretty sure a lot of people like that movie, but sure.
I don't.
Sure. Gabe is just miserable, I guess.
Yes. Anyway, next up we have Easy On Me by Adele. You're on the morning show with Gabe and Declan.
Radio. That was such a depressing song, Gabe.
I don't think that was the actual song.
It's not? Well, that's what, that's what my system told me. Wait, what? You don't think it was the actual song?
No. But do you have an annoying piece of hair that just is like a rooster tail? It doesn't just slick down.
Well, I used to have an annoying mullet, but that got brutally murdered by my family in cold blood. So,
good. That was a good thing.
This is just depressing me, Gabe. Alright, what's your annoying piece of hair?
Okay, so along my hairline, there's one piece of hair that decides, okay, I'm not going to slick down even when you, like, put so much stuff all over me. I put basically like 5 tons of water. I put hairspray. It didn't stick down.
Yeah, okay. So, you know, there's like gel you can use.
I tried that. It just decided, no, I am now a rooster tail.
Okay. Well, yeah, I guess that's it. Well, then why don't you like put the rest of your hair and like gel the rest of your hair up so then you just have like spiky hair.
Really? You actually said that seriously?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
I am not doing that even for $1 million.
Okay. That's pretty astounding, though. And of that, we'll jump right into our next song, Ed Sheeran, Bad Habits. Bad Habits, you're on STC Radio. Hat too slow.
Okay, so making complicated dinners is hard.
Gabe,
it is,
I don't
okay?
make dinner, alright? The closest I've come to making dinner for my family was barbecuing, and I didn't really enjoy that. When I make dinner, it's only for myself, and it's 2-minute noodles. So
yeah,
I will not be able to contribute anything valuable to
this. Yeah, well, I have to make dinner every week for my entire family. So,
sure.
I make, like, my brother, I'm not ranting about him being bad. He just makes curry. You know what I make? I make meatball subs.
That is probably easier than curry.
No, it's not.
You literally just cook meatballs and then put them on bread.
No, it is actually a lot harder.
Sure.
For curry, we just have these like packets that you can just chuck the spices and stuff in with some chicken.
What do you do with meatballs? Chuck the meat in the sauce, that's it.
Yes, but then when you have meatball subs, you've got to make the sauce and...
That's literally what I just said.
Yeah, you've got to make...
You only need to make one thing.
You've got to make meatballs and then you've got to make sauce and then you've got to like put cheese...
Yeah, how do you think your parents feel? Alright, they cook dinner every other day.
No, they don't. My siblings actually cook dinner as
I've
well.
I've been told that the hardest part about growing up, it's not paying rent, it's not taxes, it's trying to find dinner every day.
Yeah, that's why they made us cook dinner every week.
Right.
Because then we learn how to make dinner and not just make 2-minute noodles every time we have to make dinner for ourselves. I'm just pointing at you, Declan, okay?
Okay, well, 2-minute noodles, they're delicious, they're easy.
Yes, but they're unhealthy.
How are they unhealthy?
That's a lot of salt. Do you realize how much salt is in there?
Sure.
Look, if there's a doctor listening...
So we'll jump right onto our next song.